Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Backstage WWE reaction to Butch. Major plans change for WrestleMania 38. Could FTR be returning back to WWE at some point? And your questions answered. Hello, happy Sunday. Welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. I hope, first and foremost, before we get into the wrestling chat, I hope you're having a great Sunday so far. I hope it goes super smooth for you for the rest of the day, whatever you have planned, whether that's something, whether that's nothing. I just hope you have a good day. But there is wrestling stuff to get into. Of course, be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that good stuff. But what was not good stuff? Well, I don't know. I'm sure maybe some people like it. It seems the vast majority of people do not like it. But Pete Dunne is now Butch, of course. Pete Dunne appeared on SmackDown this past Friday, aligning himself with his longtime buddies, Sheamus and Ridge Holland. And he's Butch now. We may know him as a different name, but to Sheamus and to Ridge, he's Butch. And that is how we're going forward on that. Now, Fightful Select has an update on the backstage reaction to this that Fightful had heard earlier in the day before SmackDown, that I've got it written down here, something very dumb was due to happen on SmackDown, and presumably that something very dumb was indeed Pete Dunne becoming Butch. And some people have even speculated that this is actually a bit of a rib of sorts, and they did it for the giggles, I guess you could say, that Ridge Holland, basically his real name is Luke Menzies, a former rugby player over here in the UK. And so, because it's dead funny, his real name's Luke, so if we call you Butch, oh my God, it's like the Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch. Yeah, dude. Yeah, the backstage reaction to this has been a little bit mixed, shall we say, to say the least. There's been frustration, a bit of disbelief, a general forehead slapping of like, what are you doing? This is Pete Dunne. This is somebody who's had a history with your company dating back to what, the end of 2016, I guess it would be, when he was rolled out as part of one of the contestants in the tournament to crown the first ever NXT UK champion. Or I think it was just WWE United Kingdom champion it was called at that point in time, because NXT UK was not a thing. Competed for WWE at the beginning of 2017 in that tournament, which I was at in Blackpool. It was an awesome few days of wrestling. So this is Pete Dunne, who's had over a five-year relationship with your company that we've seen in NXT UK, that we've seen in main NXT, that has appeared on main roster pay-per-views, challenged Adam Cole for the NXT title at, what, Survivor Series 2019. And we're supposed to just forget all of that because he's Butch, he's been mates with Sheamus for years. Forget whatever else you know. Now, I guess you could say that, because Ridge Holland and Pete Dunne had a little bit of a relationship in NXT, so they can play on that. But yeah, Pete Dunne's Butch. I'm not happy. I'm sure you're not happy. Whether Pete Dunne's happy, that'll be his response to that. Now, in terms of being happy or not happy, one person who has provided a very positive update and seems, as he always is, he seems incredibly chipper at all of this, is Big E. Now, there are some major plans that have changed for WrestleMania 38, because in case you've missed it, Big E, suffered a horrific looking injury on SmackDown this past Friday against Ridge Holland. Well, it was Big E and Kofi Kingston against Ridge Holland and Sheamus. On the outside, Ridge Holland gave a belly to belly suplex to Big E. Big E landed right on his head. It looked horrible. Clearly something hadn't yeah, you could just see the panic on people in and around the ring, where it was obviously the finish of the match was only maybe 30 seconds after that. But like referee Jessica Carr, you could see her constantly while in the ring, she was still looking outside at Big E. And the initial report that Big E broke his neck, he's updated fans. First of all, he updated fans with a video to show that he can move his digits, and he was in incredibly chipper spirits. So just the guy is the whole power of positivity. The guy is just so positive about everything. It is inspiring to see just somebody be that looking at the silver linings of situations, because this could have been a whole lot worse. You don't even want to think about what could have happened to Big E at this moment. But he's since provided a further update to say that he will not require surgery, that he's not damaged his spinal cord, that there is no ligament damage, there's no displacement. He has fractured his C1 and C6 vertebrae. So obviously it goes without saying that he will be on the shelf for a little while, but this, by all accounts, this could have been a hell of a lot worse. It's not to say the guy got off lucky, but when you think of what could have happened, he did get off lucky. It's a horrible situation to be in. But Big E, there's a story that came up. PW Insider, that the original plan, in case you hadn't guessed it, was for the New Day to fully reunite for WrestleMania 38 and take on Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and that Butch fella. Obviously, those plans will have to be changed now. What they change into remains to be seen, because you could bring somebody in as the third man to help out New Day, to help out Woods and Kofi, or you could just do a 2-on-2 tag match where it's Kofi and Woods versus Sheamus and Ridge Holland with Butch on the outside. There's plenty of ways you can still kind of keep the spirit of this rivalry going, I guess. It depends on how WWE wants to handle the situation with Big E as well. The six-man match that was planned for WrestleMania 38. Xavier Woods is due to return imminently. He's been on the shelf since January with, I think it was a muscle tear he had. And that was, as a result of that, Big E was drafted back. Well, I don't think he wasn't drafted. It was just a quietly moved back over to SmackDown to be paired with Kofi. And then the plan was seemingly that Woods was going to return. The three were going to take on Ridge, Sheamus, Butch at Mania. And we have to see how that match is impacted when the Showcase of the Immortals rolls around in, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? It's getting closer, man. It's getting closer. And in terms of getting closer, could FTR be edging closer to a return to WWE? I don't know, man. Well, it's not going to be happening anytime soon, I'm sure, because the guys there, they are under contract. But Dax Harwood was asked outright on Twitter by a fan if he would consider, well, if FTR would consider returning to WWE. And as he put it, if the money and circumstances were right. So he's not ruling it out. FTR back as the revival in WWE could happen at some point in the future. Now, to me, FTR are the best tag team on the planet. I mean, yep, you can keep the Young Bucks, Red Dragon, yep, they're great. The New Day, great. Usos, brilliant. But to me, the Briscoes as well, the Gorillas of Destiny. There's a lot of great tag teams in the wrestling business these days. But to me, FTR are the, no pun intended, the pinnacle of tag team action. As an old school tag team wrestling fan, I get all kinds of giddy when FTR are on my screens just doing FTR things. Now, in terms of Dax Harwood, he was actually in the WWE system dating back to 2012, I think it was, where initially it was a couple of years as enhancement talent. Then in 2014, started teaming up with Dash Wilder. They were initially known as the Mechanics. The Mechanics became the Revival. The Revival became, to me, the best tag team in the game on the planet. NXT tag titles, Raw tag titles, SmackDown tag titles, and they were the first team to hold all three of those titles, obviously not at the same time, but they're the first Triple Crown tag champs in that scenario, where you include NXT as well. Since then, it was April of 2020 that they asked for their release, a little bit unhappy, like so many people are with how they're being utilized. A month later, they're on AEW television, debut on Dynamite, going up against the Butcher and Blade. That was how things started on there. Before long, there's an earphone dropping out. That's professionalism for you on a Sunday morning. Before long, FTR were the AEW Tag Team Champions. I was very happy. And they are the current AAA World Tag Team Champions. And, you know, it's not off the table that they could return to WWE at some point down the line. You never guessed I got new earphones and they don't really seem to fit into my ears. I haven't got particularly tiny ears. But you're not here for ear chatter. You're here for some questions and a couple of questions that have come in on this Sunday morning.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
His Lordship Dan Zimmerman. I haven't watched WWE with the exception of this year's Royal Rumble in over 2 years. Based on what I've read and heard, it seems this year's WrestleMania has been haphazardly booked. Am I alone in this view? No, His Lordship Dan Zimmerman, you are not alone in this view, my friend. It does seem that it's like par the course at the moment with WWE in these last few years, where not just WrestleMania, but it's very much booking on the fly. Everything's up in the air, last minute changes. We hear all the time about Vince McMahon and the late changes on the days of shows while shows are happening. And in terms of WrestleMania, I mean, it used to be that the company would book WrestleMania, like you'd have like a year advance, you'd know what the next WrestleMania was going to be. For example, when Macho Man Randy Savage won the WWF title, or the world title at WrestleMania 4, the plan was already in place that a year later at WrestleMania 5, it'd be Savage and Hogan. The mega powers would come together, the mega powers would explode, brother, and that would be your WrestleMania 5 main event a year ahead of time. Now it's... I mean, how long was Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns intended to be title versus title? Was that at one point in time? I believe that probably was going to just be for the Universal title. But then plans change and it's now title for title. It's the Universal champ versus a WWE champ. But you look at WrestleMania in terms of plans that the haphazard nature of it. I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin. We now know that Austin is going to be in Dallas, Texas for WrestleMania 38. He's going to be confronting Kevin Owens on the KO show. But again, we've also heard how the WWE were pushing to get Austin to actually wrestle a match, to agree to do a proper match against KO. It doesn't look like we're going to get that. We're going to get some sort of physicality, like Austin said himself, whether it's a match, a brawl, a fight, or just a talk, whatever. But that situation seems to have been up in the air with Austin as to whether it was going to be a match or something not quite there. But you look at like Seth Rollins. What is Seth Rollins going to do at WrestleMania? There's nothing in place for him now. I mean, people have speculated that it could be Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, but as it stands, Cody Rhodes hasn't signed with the company. So how much can you plan for somebody that's not signed with your company, especially when it affects and impacts your other talent, in this case, Seth Rollins, a guy who has main evented WrestleMania previously, who's won world championships at WrestleMania previously. But you look at like Asuka, there's supposedly no creative plans right now for Asuka, who is cleared to wrestle or very nearly cleared to wrestle. And again, one of the best wrestlers on the planet, and you got no role for her. So, and then there was the whole like Randy Orton and Riddle were supposed to be breaking up, and then they're not because they're having quite the good run. And the plans do seem a little bit up in the air with WrestleMania, but like I said, it's par the course with WWE these days. That's just that's exactly how things have run. Hey, it's Sunday. We'll go with either word. Mark Stoller's got in touch on Twitter. Hi, Mark. Thoughts on who will win the Andre Battle Royal? Also, anyone else see the connection between the winning of that and the US title? Firstly, as well, as always, thank you for the dog picture. I'm not sure if that's Apollo. I'm losing track of names, but the dog looks very, very comfortable there, I have to say. As for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, for me, there's one name that jumps out a mile, and it's Omos. I think Omos is winning that. I think at one point, maybe there could have been tentative plans for Omos versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Thankfully, we are not getting that, because that would be a hell of a waste of AJ Styles, and me personally, and I'm sure a lot of you out there it's Edge versus AJ Styles. Sounds a whole lot more appealing and will be a whole lot better of a match than AJ versus Omos. I mean, the Phenomenal One, that is very much an accurate nickname for AJ Styles, but I think even the Phenomenal One would struggle to get anything even passable, half. I don't know. I just think him versus Omos at Mania would just be what a waste. But no, I think Omos will be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale. And if he's in that, there is nobody that's beating him. I just think you look at it and you look at how WWE have I don't know if you could say they pushed him, but how they've utilized him during the last, 18 months or so, and especially since he split with AJ, where to me, I think Omos, if he's in that match, he's winning it. It's simple. As for the connection between the winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal and the US title, nope. I would love to have some like super smart answer like, of course I see the connection. There's this, and then obviously they did this. Nope. Maybe it's because it's Sunday, but I mean, Cesaro, Big Show, Baron Corbin, Mojo won it. Or was it Jin? No, Mojo. Matt Hardy, Braun Strowman, main event Jey Uso. I don't know. I'm struggling. I know Corbin's obviously had the US title. Matt Hardy had it back in the day in his first run. Cesaro did have a run with it. Big Show's held it. Did Strowman have it at some point? I don't know. I lost track of Strowman. It's just like, there's that moment where he's really hot and you can push the trigger on him. And you didn't. And then you finally gave him the Universal title and nobody cared. Jey Uso's not had the US title. No, there's my other earpiece coming out. This is really professional for a Sunday. But yeah, if you spot the connection between the Andre the Giant Battle Royal winner and the United States Championships, be sure to let me know in the comments. See how smart you are. See how much of an idiot I am. And I'm clearly missing something very, very obvious. But what is very, very obvious is that I need to wrap this up and I need to get out of here. And I need to crack on with some other work today. I have been Andrew Ballard here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to come and give us a follow on the Twitter at What Culture WWE. If you want, you can follow me at Culture Left Peg. I'm not going to get offended if you don't. It's cool. I can't promise it'll be that interesting. And yeah, like, subscribe, comment, have a great Sunday. Like I said, whatever you're doing with your Sunday, whether you're doing something massive, whether you're doing absolutely nothing at all, I hope it goes super smooth. And I will catch you next weekend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.